Welcome to The Hitch, week two.
Yep. Okay. Hey.
Hello.
It is day 15. We are officially one quarter through our trip.
Which, when you said that this morning, I was like, no, like, because I just never wanted to end, actually. Some people are like, oh, that's so long. But, well, we'll see. We'll see where I'm at later. But I love it. But then again, you reminded us there's still a long way to go.
Well, I mean, I meant it in a really positive way because I actually feel like we've been out for a long time. You know, like, it is baffling to me that day one was 2 weeks ago. That's it.
Right.
Feels a lot longer.
I mean, all
than
the
that.
Things we've done in 2 weeks, it does feel longer than that. Yeah. At the same time, when you said that, I was like, what? It's going too fast, just because I don't know. It feels like both.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But it's just like, oh my God, I think about how much is ahead of us.
Right. And how much we don't know that's ahead of us. Yeah. That's the real thing. Like, we don't know a lot still.
Yeah, we don't.
We're learning.
But yeah, we are a quarter of the way through day 15. This is our last night now.
Last night in the Black Hills.
In the Black Hills of South Dakota. And we really start a new chapter tomorrow because we'll be going into Colorado, which is where your whole family is.
Yep. Lots of family, friends. So busy visiting with people, and you've got work. You've got a bunch of work to do.
I got to get back to work.
back to the internet. Yes, we're going back to the internet tomorrow. So
all of us are looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I think our 13-year-old the most of all.
Yes, absolutely.
He can finally play Fortnite again.
Yes. So, yeah, we're kind of heading back into internet, a lot of people, a lot of activities, and it'll be great. I'm sad to leave the Black Hills because it is incredibly beautiful here and I love it. We've had such a great time, but I'm excited to go to Colorado.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a challenge to get there. Tomorrow will be our longest drive day we've done towing.
Yeah.
Probably 6, maybe 7 hours depending on how much we have to stop.
And that's not, like, that doesn't sound like a lot, no. But towing is still a pretty stressful endeavor for us, so it feels much longer. Like these 3-4 hour days we've done feel like full days. Yeah. So we're not quite sure how it's going to go, but we didn't want to stop in between. We wanted to spend a lot of time here and a lot of time there. So we're just doing it this way. Yeah. And one big difference is we've got quite a few little highways. We're going to kind of stair step down until we get onto I-25 from here.
To do it all via interstate. I'm learning.
Good
the
job,
words.
Dan. Yeah. See, well, now after doing the Needles Highway, you understand why I need that.
Well,
you know, I think
I
that's an important
because you've
distinction.
Pointed that repeatedly.
Well, good job. Yes. You're learning.
But yeah, doing it all via interstate, we go like it would be like 4 hour detour.
Yeah, it would be like. I think it's 3 hours longer to
have
all
like
and
a predictable drive. That's a little too long.
So we're going for the highways and we tried to pick and we had to use like the paper atlas and I was like adding things up and I even had to
impressive.
Add them by hand because
I was impressed when you were sitting at the kitchen table
old school.
Today. Like
I took it back.
Atlas, you had a pen.
Pouring
paper.
Over the different options, adding up math. And, like, the calculator on my phone didn't even work. So, like, I was just having to do real math. It was good.
Yeah.
And just figuring out the different ways, calculating the mileage, trying to guess which tiny little, you know, line. This line's a little thicker than the other one. Do you think that means it's better? Yeah. I don't know. We've done some of these highways before, but it's very different thinking about it now.
Yeah.
And just with our lack of experience towing where you know I mean hopefully
oh my
someday
God, it's like a
what
fucking tour bus just like, drove by
you know I
some
see
of these RVs are so big it's
they're
unbelievable
they're so big and they're driving on these little highways so I mean
I just think they're old and they don't give a fuck.
Right. Well, I kind of admire that. Sometimes I see those giant ones and I'm like, yeah, that would be fun. Yeah. That would be fun to drive once you got past the terror of it. I think only you would
find that to be fun.
Yeah.
I don't need that kind of fun.
I'm good with our Airstream though. So I forgot what we were talking about when we got sidetracked with that big one. We were talking about the map. So yeah, we're taking some little highways. The biggest thing to me about that, well, besides some of them have a lot of construction on them, which is, again, like, down to one lane, yeah, you know, that. But most of them are two lanes. So, like, there's just one lane going in one direction. So that worries me a little bit. You know, you get some of these people that live around here and drive really fast because they know the roads really well. Yeah. And it's like, we're going to be clogging it up with our Airstream going slow. But
sure are.
That's the way it is.
That's the way it is. But
that's the way it is.
But we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll totally do it.
I think we'll do it.
We'll definitely do it. It's just a matter of how long it takes and what kind of shape we'll be in on the other side.
That's,
I mean, we've done a lot of crazy drives.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Yeah, I believe.
Right?
Yeah.
Now you're making me nervous.
What? I'm just agreeing with you.
We're not taking the needles highway, though.
No. No. I mean, it's mostly like a super rural highway.
Yeah.
In Wyoming.
Let's just make sure we have enough gas this time, please.
We will.
Okay.
We have plenty of gas.
Okay, good. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is it.
Today
we went to Wind Cave National Park, which we had never been to. A friend of ours, Nathan, who had just been up in the Black Hills not that long ago, recommended.
And it was...
That we gotta go.
Amazing.
It was bananas.
It was bananas. It was so fun and also kind of surprising in a wonderful way that, like, you... Okay, so we went on a tour.
They only do tours,
which is good. If you ask, is it
self-guided, they look at you like you're a crazy person.
Are you suicidal?
Like, literally, the ranger was like, that's a map of the cave. It's not self-guided. And it doesn't even look like a map. It looks like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Yeah, it does. And they're like, what? I don't know.
150 miles
that
they've tracked in this cave. It's the sixth largest cave system in the world.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah. It was incredible. But the thing that I found both wonderful and a little bit scary at times was, like, I've gone into a bunch of caves before.
Yeah.
And loved them and just been like, this is awesome. And, you know, this tour was like, in this day and age where everyone is like warning you about every little thing, I found it kind of surprising that they weren't like, it gets real narrow. The ceiling is real low.
The stairs super are super dark. Hell, and we're made in the 30s.
I mean, it was kind of sketchy in a way.
I carried our 3-year-old the whole time, which, like, my right arm aches now from it.
I mean, that's the thing. We just kind of went in. I mean, I still think of, like, Carlsbad when I think of going into caverns. So it's like, I mean, I've been in smaller cave systems, but, like, that one's so big, you just walk in. It's like you're in a giant room. So, it was fine. I wasn't scared really but I was at the point a couple times where I was like, if this gets any more narrow, I'm going to be scared. I'm going to start having some anxiety here.
Yeah.
Or if this gets any darker, at one point she turned off all the lights, which, you know, they always tend to do that. I think
she lit a candle to show, you know, how the original people that explored this cave the original white folk that explored this cave, how they did it. That was amazing. I mean, it was one of those. It's that kind of dark where you really, there's no difference if your eyes are open or closed.
Yeah, there's no difference. And the thing was, it was cool. And I feel like every cave tour I've been on, they always do that. But she left it off for a while. I was like, so that was another, there was one moment where I was like, if this gets any more narrow, I'm going to start getting nervous. And also, I was like, she could turn the lights on now.
Yeah.
You know, anyway.
It was interesting though, like, our 13-year-old, he's been to a million national parks, but we've actually never gone to a cave with him.
Never done a cave, yeah.
And at one point early on, he turned around to me and he said, you know, I have to keep reminding myself that this is real.
Right, right.
And it was awesome. You know, like, that was a moment where it was like, this is why you do this with your kids. It's like, yep, this is real. Like, we are really...
When we started...
200 feet below the ground by the end of it.
Yeah, we were 200 feet below the ground. And we got down 350 there. Steps
we
down.
Got down there by walking down steps.
Which, and we're the dummies who read the thing that said, you know, before we bought the tickets, it was like, there's 350 steps. And we're like, yeah, you know, that's whatever. Because it was only like a half a mile.
Yeah.
It wasn't long. It just took a long time. But 350 steps. Anyway, it was great. I don't mean to complain. It just was like, it was actually refreshing that it wasn't like 10,000 warnings before you go in. They were just like, yeah, we're going on this.
And it was
cool.
Like you mentioned, we've been to Carlsbad Caverns before. And I've been to a few, we've been to a few other caves together.
Like
I've been to some
caves,
other caves. Like some of the Kentucky cave systems I went to when I was a kid. This was unlike any cave I'd ever been in. Like, it was a lot narrower.
It was so narrow.
There were none of those, like, giant vista type things.
Right.
But also, and, like, she explained this once you were in there are no stalactites or stalagmites.
Yeah.
Because it's not a wet cave. Like, it's a dry cave.
Yeah,
and
that
so
was interesting.
Instead, it has this thing called boxwork, and which is,
amazing.
Like, these crazy...
They
like
do
almost
look like
honeycombs
almost,
or boxes or whatever.
Yeah. They're like little fairies. I was envisioning like fairies living in there. It was really
like
cool.
All over the ceilings and walls of
and
these caves.
Up.
And it turns out that 95% of the known boxwork in the world
is
in this
cave system. Yeah. Who knows why?
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
And it was funny because we woke up this morning and it's super hot today. It's like
super
almost 100 degrees, if not over 100 degrees. And so you were like, let's go to that cave that Nathan mentioned. It was like, yeah, let's go do that. It's 54 degrees down there. That sounds awesome. But we really kind of didn't think it through at all, you know? And we didn't bring coats, which
was
fine.
Which
was I was sweating like a dog carrying a kid the whole time. But but yeah, you know, we just did it. We really didn't know what we were going to find, and it was amazing.
I feel like that is definitely a theme. I mean, it's a theme throughout traveling anyway, but it really seems to be a strong theme. I feel like every trip you take, there are themes that kind of present themselves, and you're like, oh, okay, this is the theme of this trip. And one of the last couple of days, we've just been like, kind of like, oh, let's do that, you know, just on a whim. And those have been my favorite memories so far.
Absolutely.
Like the Needles Highway was incredible. And that was absolutely just like, sure, let's go back a different way.
Yeah.
And this was not something we had planned. We had heard of it. We thought maybe, but then we were like, just going to hang out at the campsite. But it was so hot that we were like, let's do the cave. And it's like, those have been the best things we've done.
Yeah.
So I'm going to remind myself of that, you know, as as we roll along. Just try more things.
And we got to roll tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I'm a little nervous.
Big challenge.
But, you know, what can you do? You just
got to
do it. You
got to
do it. Got to hook it up and go. All right.
Bye.
Bye. The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road!